It's 76 degrees in Nashville. We expect the high temperature to get up to 101 or so today. The heat index that factors in the humidity could be as high as 109. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Warnings about the dangers of heat are escalating and now include a message directed at employers as heat index values near 110 degrees all through this week. Nashville's emergency responders are cautioning about physical outdoor work. Among the recommendations are to take frequent rest breaks, shift the timing of tasks to cooler periods, train workers to recognize heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and establish a buddy system among workers. Metro's heat patrols are canvassing homeless encampments this week, and many communities have opened cooling centers. Heat waves are becoming longer and more intense in the U.S. because of climate change. The average number of heat waves has doubled since the 1980s. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell wants to halt a data center plan near the Nashville Zoo. The community has expressed concerns for the project, ranging from a lack of transparency to noise pollution that could affect zoo animals. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports the mayor filed legislation yesterday to seek eminent domain on the property where the company DC Blocks plans to construct a facility.
The data center plan near the Nashville Zoo has spurred enormous pushback. More than 500,000 people signed a petition supporting the zoo. And many people voice opposition to the project during a recent public hearing. Here's local Hanny Latif.
I go to the zoo on my birthday as a grown man every year, and I love these animals dearly.
DC Blocks is behind the project. Marketing Vice President Bill Thompson says there's been a lot of misinformation about it. He says this data center won't support AI, and instead will serve as a connectivity hub between consumers and larger data centers.
So this is a connectivity hub that helps bridge between the consumers and the larger data centers around the region that might serve their need.
DC Blocks was supposed to purchase the land for the project in July for $23 million. But the latest move by O'Connell could stop it in its tracks. If his eminent domain legislation is enacted, the city will have dibs on buying the property. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
City is considering a moratorium on data center construction as well as new regulations. Two more lawsuits are challenging a new Tennessee law called the FAIR-RX Act. Legislators say the measure cracks down on unfair practices by big healthcare companies that also work in different parts of the prescription drug industry. Under terms of the law, those operations cannot be nested under one corporate umbrella. CVS was the first to file suit. Now the Tennessee Lookout reports Express Scripts and a national group representing pharmacy benefit managers have opened separate cases against the law. In its complaint, the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association says the law could force the closure of 160 pharmacies across the state. The group also says the law will complicate insurance plans for employers that operate in multiple states. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.